Today we are backtracking chronologically in our gospel reading. For the first 3 weeks of Advent, we heard John the Baptist proclaim the coming of the one whose sandal he is not fit to untie. In our reading from Luke today, John is yet unborn, and Christ has not yet been conceived. Today we have an angel and a young woman, Gabriel and Mary. The scene that is referred to as the Annunciation, but it wasn't exactly an Annunciation. Annunciation refers to an announcement, and while this is an announcement of sorts, this miraculous event, the joining of divinity and humanity, there was a catch. It was not a done deal. Mary could have merely said no. The angel Gabriel did announce what God had in mind, but that was only one half of the picture. It was the divine half, but it required that the human half assent in order for the plan to be fulfilled. Mary did agree. She responded by saying, "Here I am." That is the correct response when one encounters God or a messenger of God. That has been the correct response from the beginning. In the days when Adam walked with God in the cool of the afternoon, the correct response was, "Here I am." When Adam had eaten from the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, God went looking for him and could not find him. Here, Adam was not. God asked Adam, "Where are you?" And Adam responded, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself." Not one word of that sounds even remotely like, "Here I am." And we know that Adam's situation goes downhill from here. "Who told you you were naked?" asks God. And in no time at all, Adam and Eve find themselves thrown out of the garden, face to face with some fierce-looking seraphs with big wings and blistering torches. You might remember Samuel living in the house of Eli. All sorts of commonalities exist between Samuel and his mother Hannah and Christ and his mother Mary. Remember Hannah wanting a child more than anything in all the world? She was barren, and Elkanah, her husband's other wife, Peninnah, had lots of children. Hannah went to the temple to pray, and she was so distraught that Eli the priest thought she was drunk. She assured him that she was not, that she was pleading with God for a child. And not long afterwards, she bore Samuel, who was given back to God after he was weaned. Not long after that, Samuel heard someone calling him in the night. He thought it was Eli, so he went to him. This happened 3 times, and each time Samuel ran to Eli with the right answer, "Here I am." Each time Eli said, "I didn't call you." After the 3rd time, Eli realized that God was trying to get Samuel's attention, so he told Samuel to respond to God if he called again, and God did call, and Samuel responded, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Here I am." Moses and Abram and all of those who've been used by God throughout history have responded, "Here I am. Let it be with me according to your word." Maybe those exact words were not used, but the attitude was the same. "Here I am. I am available. I am willing to follow you, Lord, to allow you to use me as you will." That's the attitude that fulfills God's purpose. Still, there is always a choice. David, we hear, the very David that has gone down in history as the greatest king, that very David didn't always get it right. Not only was that there, that little incident with Bathsheba, there's also the issue of a house for God. David is living in a fine house of cedar. It probably looked a lot like Grace Church. He's living it up. And he sits basking in the wonder of his house of cedar, and a lightning bolt hits him. And he realized that God's ark, aka God himself, is living outside in a tent. David thinks, how can I live in a fine house of cedar while God is camping out in a tent? That is not good. And we might agree with David that it does seem a bit out of kilter that David is living in a fine house while God is in a tent. But God doesn't seem to agree with David or with us on that. God says basically, stop thinking, David. Stop making decisions for me. I am God, and you are David, and so what you need to do is listen and not talk. Don't tell me what you're going to do. Let me tell you what you're going to do. Respond to my voice. Don't become my voice. That's where we get in trouble every time, isn't it? When we start telling God what we want God to do, rather than allowing God to tell us what God wants us to do, the right answer is, here I am. Let it be with me according to your word. The wrong answer is, here I am, and I'll tell you how I want you to do this, God. Can you imagine Mary saying that to Gabriel? It would go something like this. Here I am, but I'm unmarried, and this pregnancy thing is not going to look good. As a matter of fact, it will surely ruin my chances of keeping Joseph, and I might even be stoned to death because I will be an embarrassment to my family and my entire community. So I'll do what you want, but I think we need to wait until Joseph and I are married so that this will look okay to the outside community. Thankfully, that is not what Mary did. She let go. She agreed. She consented to the most unlikely event in the history of the world. She opened herself to the possibility that God could and would use her. She was not the most likely candidate in the eyes of the world. She had all sorts of strikes against her. God has a history of not using the most likely, but the least likely. That way we know it's God's doing, not ours. David finally understood what God was saying. He realized that if God wanted a house, he would have one. And it wasn't David's place to make that decision, but God's. And in the end, God did have a house. Solomon built it, and it was in place for a very long time, until that house was destroyed, and God found a new house. This time, his house was in humanity. First Mary, then Christ. David would have pinned God down. But God cannot be pinned down by us or controlled by our intentions. No matter how much we intend to control God, we cannot. Mary responded correctly. Here I am. Let it be with me according to your word. And when she did, God became incarnate in the world. willingness of one young woman, God was brought loose into the world. How do you respond to God? Amen.